Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, February 3rd. You'll be interested to know, 154 years ago, today in 1870, the 15th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States was ratified, ensuring the right to vote without regard to race, and aimed to protect the civil rights of former slaves, complementing the earlier 14th Amendment. This significant legislative change marked a crucial step toward equality and justice in American democracy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a slight chance of light snow, and it feels like 24 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:55. It looks like we're in for some cloudy skies today, with a little snow early on, warming up to a high near 39, along with a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect more cloudiness and a slight chance of rain, with a low around 37 and a gentle wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be just after 8:30, with the high tide at 2:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, with a high near 44 and west winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Tuesday night will be partly cloudy, with a low around 19. Wednesday brings a slight chance of snow late in the day, with partly sunny skies and a high near 31. Expect snow likely Wednesday night, with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 23. Thursday will see snow in the morning, transitioning to rain and snow, with a high near 39. Rain is likely Thursday night, with a low around 29. Friday starts with a slight chance of rain, then turns mostly sunny, with a high near 41. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, an avian flu outbreak has now reached birds in the Boston area, according to officials. The highly pathogenic avian influenza has been linked to the deaths of wild birds in Brookline's Riverway and Olmsted Parks. In response, the Brookline Department of Public Works, in partnership with Boston Park Rangers, is actively patrolling to remove sick and deceased birds. While the risk to humans remains low, outdoor cats are at higher risk and should be kept indoors. Officials advise against handling sick or dead birds, as they can carry the virus without showing symptoms. Now on to sports. Tom Brady recently opened up about his enduring relationship with Bill Belichick during an appearance on The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Despite their split 5 years ago, when Brady departed the New England Patriots for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he emphasized the tremendous respect they have for one another. Brady acknowledged that while they did not always agree, their two-decade relationship was characterized by a strong bond and unparalleled success, including 6 Super Bowl championships. Reflecting on his time with Belichick, Brady stated, "I have looked back on those moments as the best moments of my life." In local sports, last night, the Celtics beat the 76ers 118-110 at the Wells Fargo Center. Jason Tatum dazzled with 35 points on 13 of 20 field goals, while Tyrese Maxey shone for Philadelphia with 34 points. The Seas now stand at 35 and 15, while the 76ers are 19 and 29. Tomorrow night, the Celtics take on the dominant Cleveland Cavaliers at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Meanwhile, the Bruins at 26, 22 and 6 clash with the Minnesota Wild in Beantown tomorrow night. David Pastrnak, boasting 65 points, leads the Bees. The determined Boston squad faces a Wild team standing 31, 18, and 4. In top news, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced he will relinquish his financial interest in vaccine lawsuits, a decision that came under scrutiny during his confirmation hearings for the position of Secretary of Health and Human Services. Kennedy has received over $2 million for referring legal cases and initially intended to continue profiting from litigation against the pharmaceutical company Merck and its Gardasil cervical cancer vaccine. However, he plans to transfer his stake to one of his sons. Legal experts warn that this arrangement still poses a conflict of interest, as Kennedy could influence policy that benefits his family's financial interests. In business news, Elon Musk's social media platform X has expanded its lawsuit, accusing major brands of illegally boycotting the site. The latest defendants include Nestle, Abbott Laboratories, Colgate-Palmolive, Lego, Pinterest, Tyson Foods, and Shell. X claims these companies, along with the World Federation of Advertisers, violated antitrust laws by withholding billions of dollars in advertising. Tensions with advertisers began after Musk's acquisition of the platform, leading to a significant revenue decline. Although X has pursued alternative revenue streams, boosting ad revenue remains essential, as concerns about content moderation continue to impact relationships with advertisers. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 10% over the weekend to about $94,000. Ethereum is down 24% to about $2,400. And Goatsy's Maximus is down 40%. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple is reportedly phasing out the option to purchase multi-year plans of AppleCare Plus. According to a tweet from Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, starting next week, customers will no longer be able to buy 2 to 3 year plans in physical Apple stores or on devices. This change primarily affects users purchasing devices in retail stores, who will now have to choose between monthly or annual subscriptions. Eventually, the upfront plans will also be discontinued for all users. Currently, one can still purchase the 3-year plan for the 14-inch MacBook Pro for an upfront price of $279. And in entertainment news, the late space pioneer Sally Ride is now the focus of a new documentary titled Sally, which premiered to great acclaim at the Sundance Film Festival. This film highlights her journey as the first American woman in space while navigating a private relationship with Tam O'Shaughnessy, her partner of 27 years. The Hollywood Reporter praised Sally as a clear-eyed film that portrays an engaging, socially relevant portrait of an American heroine. Directed by Christina Costantini and produced by National Geographic, the film has already won the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation's Juried Feature Film Prize. O'Shaughnessy expressed her pride in the documentary, emphasizing her desire for an authentic representation of Ride's life. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American politician and activist, Eleanor Roosevelt. And she said, "With a new day comes new strength and new thoughts." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.